This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday.
Welcome to another episode of this week's Sunday Supplement number 104. My name is Simon Dunn and I have had a sex change operation. Well, I say sex change operation, really, it was just putting on a dress.
Stop it! That's what I say. That's not your bit, that's my bit. You can't. That's the only bit I do in the podcast, and you just stole it.
I was only doing it because I wanted to show our readers that you have a higher voice than I do, and therefore are a girl.
So you're thinking that they would have believed that you were me?
Oh no. I'm sure they're wise enough to get the joke. I'm just saying that I lack the nasal twang.
No, I think you're suggesting that our readers are too stupid to tell the difference between the two of us.
I think you're too stupid to tell the difference between the two of us.
Shut up, Simon.
I am Simon Dunn. Hang on, I was going to sit down so I'm the right height. I am Simon Dunn. Quick, walk under tables.
All right, if you're me,
yeah.
What amazing fact about the number 104? Was I going to regale you with?
Oh, very sad this week because the oldest Twitterer was Ivy Bean, who's 104, but unfortunately this week she passed on. So much love to her and her family. She gave me great entertainment.
That is actually better than the fact I was going to do. I'm really quite disappointed.
Damn, you see, that's the trouble. I'm too good to be you.
My fact was that there were 104 cannons on Nelson's ship.
Right. And what did he do with those cannons?
Anything he could. If anyone can.
Simon, you're fired.
No, because it's a cannon. I understand.
Yeah, and also you're fired.
Where does that expression come from?
What, you're fired?
Yeah.
During the Industrial Revolution in England, there was a lot of people. You know, it was a huge workforce. Mm. And so when you wanted to sack somebody, it was more fun just to burn them alive.
So it's a kiln reference. You're fired. Like a pot.
No. It's not fired like a pot. I suppose that would like being you're done, which is as good as being fired, isn't it? Being done.
Anyway, done. Sacked, fired, given the heave-ho. What newspaper did you buy?
Well, I've been looking for the Sunday Sport and I still can't find it. I went to Summerfield, which probably is why.
They're not going to have Sunday Sport in Summerfield, are they?
Well, my news agent stopped doing it. Summerfield aren't doing it. So I'm just like, oh, I've got to go out of my way to find porn. This is like before the internet. This is rubbish. So what I did, I decided to go for the next best thing, which is kind of like the girls' version of Sunday Sport, which is the Daily Star on Sunday.
Oh.
Yes.
I nearly bought that today, to be honest. I did buy something that is published by a porn magnate, but isn't a porn. It's The Express.
That comes free with mine. You can buy it for 40p.
Oh, God. And the guy who owns it has just bought Channel 5. So guess how many references to Channel 5 there are in my supplements.
At least 7.
104.
Really? Oh, I see. Bringing it back round with numbers. That doesn't make us topical, Simon, nor does it make us witty. For Americans listening, these are both quite right-wing, but everything in America is quite right-wing-ish. In fact, actually, compared to America, these are really liberal papers. So enjoy. Now we are going to cut out and keep things.
No.
And
I have one job in this podcast. Well, two jobs in this podcast. One job is to be berated and belittled.
I'm not taking that away from you, Simon.
No. But the other job, which is the only bit I enjoy, is doing the intros and saying exactly right. The same thing every week in a nasally twang. So you've just ruined the whole point of the podcast for me.
No, I've just ruined the purpose of you. The podcast is fine. The podcast can do without you. It's just you that I've ruined.
You're insistent that the podcast can do without me, but if I wasn't here, it would just be you swearing at a wall.
It'd be me going, cutty, chop, cutty, chop, cutty, chop.
Oh, that's going to be fun to beep.
Oh, beep.
The Girl Guides Who Won the War.
Oh.
This sounded like it would be a really rubbish article about how the Girl Guides probably dug up carrots during the war as an effort. But it's amazing. I'm going to read you some of the things they did.
Okay.
In 1915, MI5 replaced their scout messengers with guides because, according to an internal document, the guides proved more amenable and their methods of getting into mischief were, on the whole, less distressing. The girl guides were spies in the First World War.
That's pretty good.
They also helped the Polish resistance, and it was illegal to be a guide under the Nazis, so they went underground. They rescued Jewish children from extermination. They removed people from the Warsaw Ghetto in Vilnius and Bialystok. They worked in children's homes, nurses. They organised escapes from prison camps.
Wonder what the badges look like for that.
That would be
I bet
amazing.
It's a picture of a girl guide relating a guard.
No, they wouldn't have done that. They would.
Yeah, they would have done. You see, the thing about the Nazis, the National Socialists, was they were pretty conservative about family values.
They were pretty conservative about most things, really.
They weren't that conservative about, like, homes for workers.
Okay.
So, no.
Well, they were National Socialists. What do you
they
expect?
They were National Socialists. They were the walking Daily Mail.
The other thing they did in Warsaw, they stood on the roofs and shoveled off incendiary bombs while their fellow guide stood in the streets and doused it all with sand. That's pretty amazing.
That's pretty cool. But are these Polish girl guides then rather than British girl
guides? Yeah, they're sort of overseas girl guides, but they did a lot of stuff in Britain as well.
I really love the fact that everybody's going, oh, there's a load of Polish immigrants to Britain. Oh, what they're doing here. They forget that Poland and Britain have been united in Europe for ages. Literally, compared to France and Germany and like Italy and all these other nice places we go on holiday, Poland, we're like brothers, yeah? We can bump fists. Which I did actually bump my own fist, which actually hurts when you're wearing a ring. So I get extra bonus points.
You're just angling for your liberal badge.
I am angling for a liberal badge. It is basically two men doing a 69 position whilst demanding fair pay.
Well, you can't have one because you're a racist. So can you beat the girl guides?
Weird world, high hopes. A desperate singleton in Budapest is targeting the city's balconies in his search for true love.
What?
This is brilliant, right? He hasn't got a date. So what he's doing is he's walking around Budapest, looking at a balcony, thinking, quite like that balcony, nice property. If there's a girl in there, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to chuck a flyer into that balcony saying, hey, wanna shag?
Oh,
and that's
God.
Literally what he's doing. It's amazing. So far, he's received a few phone calls, but has not confirmed whether he has been out on a date yet. But how cool is that?
No, that's not cool. That's just ridiculously criminal, almost.
Brilliant. It's brilliant. It's literally like, well, ultimately, I could go for like a beautiful woman. I could go for a woman who makes me think a lot. I could go for a woman who shares a lot of my experiences. But ultimately, I'm going to select her on her balcony. I really like that.
So he's going around the city going, nice balcony.
Exactly. Literally, nice balcony. I'll see if she wants some.
Okay, right. Now, I need to clarify because the Daily Star on Sunday isn't that subtle. When they say balcony, they do mean a protuberance on a building, not a woman's chest.
Well, I imagine so, because I don't think if you chucked anything on a woman's chest without her prior permission, that's definitely a way of getting a date. No, it's actual balconies. So he's basically Romeo searching for his Juliet, quite literally.
No, that's not literally what he's doing at all.
Literally.
No, that's not
literally.
He's not literally Romeo.
Well, Romeo was literally, so...
No, I'm sorry. I cannot concede defeat article.
Okay. Below that article, right below it, is miracle tips. Now, how about this for a genius thing? Don't throw away your old oven gloves. They make great knee pads for gardening.
We've had that tip before.
We have not had that tip before.
We have had that tip before. I'm sure we've had a recycle your oven gloves tips before.
Yeah, but it wasn't for that.
Well,
it
was what
for something was it? Else. I don't know. Teddy bear cozies. I don't know. But it was for something else.
No, I'm sorry. The Girl Guide's war efforts is much more interesting than a man going around chucking his load over balconies, which I'm still sure is a euphemism in the Daily Star on a Sunday.
Did you even listen to that last sentence you just said? And then the worthy war effort, and then the Girl Guides. There's a group of kids in my town called Whitney.
The kids are called Whitney?
No. That's what the town's called. It's called Whitney. And in the town, you have Girl Guides, you have Boy Scouts, and you also have the Whitney Beavers. And every time I see them parade, I have a little giggle. The Whitney Beavers.
To you, that's funny, but I grew up in a scouting family and I was surrounded by beavers. I win by a mile. It's time to play Article or Fun. No, because you did the other ones. I've got to do what you say now.
No. It doesn't work that way, Simon. I'm still more important. That's the whole thing. I'm not taking away my role and giving it to you, because that would be pointless and rubbish. What I'm doing is taking over your role, and that's about it, really. So.
But fine. Well, you can play this game with yourself, then.
I always play with myself, Simon, but I think you'd better join in.
Well, you made a dirty masturbation joke. No.
I did not.
You did.
I meant tennis.
You can't play tennis on your own.
You can. You win a lot.
No, you play against the wall, and then the wall just wins.
No, that's squash.
Oh, yeah. Right, it's time to play Article or Farcical. This is where Izzy will read out three articles from the Daily Star on Sunday and one article which she has made up using her own clever brain. And it is your job, dear readers, and my job, dear Simon, to decide which is the article and which is the farcical.
Cool. Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Shutter Nutter.
That's pretty good.
But unfortunately, it's not as good as the headline. It's actually about Leonardo DiCaprio apparently getting a bit stressed out and a bit nutter-like on the filming of the movie Shutter.
Shutter Island.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Can I just tell you two that were in mine this week?
Yeah.
No Way Hose. Doesn't work.
See, No Way Hose B would have been brilliant.
Yeah. That was in Alan Titchmarsh's column.
I don't want to hear about Alan Titchmarsh's column. His penis, on the other hand.
Sex in your 50s, as long as it's over before midsummer. It's about women over 50 having sex.
And then after finishing sex, wiping themselves off to Midsummer Murders.
Wiping themselves off with John Nettles, yes.
That might sting, actually.
Go on then.
Sweet dreams for diabetics.
Sweet dreams are made of this.
Okay.
What's that about?
That's about diabetics' new treatment thing about sleeping lots, and that helps.
I've just realised I'm not writing these down.
You've only had two.
I know. What was the first one?
Shutter Nutter. And Sweet Dreams for Diabetics.
Sweet Dreams. Okay, number three.
Bugs take bite out of Big Apple.
Is this about New York having some sort of bug infestation?
No, this is about celebs having bug infestation.
What's Big Apple got to do with celebs?
New York.
New York, obviously.
It's all happening in New York.
Okay, and number four.
A warm Welsh cardigan.
A warm Welsh cardigan. What's a Welsh cardigan?
One that's made in Wales or born in Wales or by a Welshman.
It's about Cardigan Bay, isn't it?
Don't know what it's about.
About Cardigan Bay being a good place to go in the summer because it's warm and Welsh.
Yeah.
Like Rarebit.
Warm, Welsh, wet John Nettles.
John Nettles isn't Welsh.
He is wet. Right, so Simon, which is it? Have you decided, readers? Are you going to play along as well? Why don't you side with Simon? He's usually wrong. Go on, Simon. Which is the one I have made up?
Shutter Nutter.
You say I've made Shutter Nutter up. Do you agree with him at home, readers? Do you?
I don't actually agree with myself.
Okay, which one do you want to pick?
Shutter Nutter.
All right, then. Simon, after that careful consideration, you had a chance to change your mind. You'll be pleased to know that you're utterly wrong. Shutter Nutter is a genuine article title.
Is it Warm Welsh Cardigan?
It's not Warm Welsh Cardigan.
That wasn't my second guess.
Also in the supplements
right,
this week.
So I've got a 50-50 chance now.
So Bugs Take Bite of Big Apple and Sweet Dreams for Diabetics.
Bugs Bite Big Apple.
No, wrong again. So Simon, it's between Sweet Dreams for Diabetics and The Wallowing Emptiness of Your Soul. Which do you choose?
Are You My Daddy?
Oh, God. It's actually Are You My Mummy?
No, actually, I was not quoting Doctor Who. I was actually quoting Jekyll.
Oh, for goodness sake. You still lose.
That is true, but you should go and watch Sherlock.
Yeah, Sherlock's quite fun. Mm. But you do have to read it as well.
Yeah, I do like having to read a TV show.
Like Wallander. I really like Wallander because Wallander's Swedish and it's very good, but you do have to read it because it's all subtitled. Except occasionally Wallander does speak English, and then probably from being this really dynamic, interesting police officer, he just turns really Swedish and goes, "Hello, I am Wallander, how are you?" And turns really boring.
You just did an accent.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I win article or farcical. Oh, yes.
Randomizer Schizel, or the Randomizer Schism, or
it's
the
not
schism
easy, is it? It's not easy to start a section without sounding like a twat.
I don't think I sounded like a twat. I think I actually had some genuine enthusiasm, as opposed to your. You sound like you're pooing when you speak. It's just horrible.
How do you know what I sound like when I'm defecating?
I imagine you do it all the time, especially when you know that you have to face me in competition.
Are you saying I actually soil myself out of fear because I might win? I'm 2-0 up in the sections already.
I think you poo like a horse.
I think you poo like a whore.
I think you poo like a dead donkey. A dead donkey that's been turned into a waterworks feature, but the water has been replaced with liquid shit.
I think you poo like a donkey on a paraglider. Right, you can choose S.
Okay, I will choose S.
And you can choose between page 1 and 82.
I will choose page 12.
12. That is an advert for sofas.
Yay!
Do you want to choose a different page?
I would choose page 81.
81. That is an advert for sofas.
I would choose page 61.
61 is... Oh, no, this is quite good. This is Tuesday's pick for the TV. And The Deep is starting this week. And it's about underwater stuff with Alex Kingston and James Nisbet. No, sorry, Mini Driver. It looks like Alex Kingston for a minute. Mini Driver and James Nisbet and Goran Viznich. And Goran Viznich was in ER. He played Luca. And James Nisbet was in Jekyll. And he played Jekyll.
He was also in the really irritating Yellow Pages adverts.
That's true. And Mini Driver.
It sounds like a job description, her name.
Mini Driver.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does. So can you beat that? That's the only page of TV this week, and I'm not joking, where they haven't picked something from Channel 5.
Nice. Well, you can have Take 5, and you got from page really 1 to 23, though you can use the last page if you want the horoscopes.
I'll have page 12 then, please.
Okay. Because you have no imagination.
No, it's true, I don't.
Craig Phillips. When he won the first series of Big Brother in 2000, Craig donated £70,000 of his winnings to help pay for his friend Joanne Harris, who had Down syndrome, to have a heart and lung transplant in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interview with Craig Phillips.
From Big Brother.
Big Brother 1, to be fair.
It wasn't called Big Brother 1, though, was it?
It's called Big Brother.
That really bothers me. I don't like people who say, I saw Terminator 1 yesterday. No, you didn't. You saw The Terminator. You also didn't see Die Hard 1 or Rambo 1. Rambo is very confusing, in fact, because the first one is called First Blood, right? The second one is called Rambo First Blood Part 2. The third film is called Rambo 3. Shouldn't be called Rambo 3, it should be called First Blood Part 3 Rambo 2. And the fourth one is just called John Rambo. Very confusing, and it makes my balls ache.
You scare me sometimes. Gentlemen, it is time to unzip those jeans of papers and reach down into the underpants of disaster to unleash the floppiest, most cock-like humdonger and receive the oral orgasm from Mr. Simon Dunn.
An oral orgasm?
Yeah, that's when you get really confused and your mouth starts to twitch and then you vomit.
I've got Julia Hartley Brewer.
Oh, I hate that name.
I hate that woman, if I'm honest.
I can't even picture her.
She is the female equivalent of Piers Morgan, in my opinion.
Ooh, that's not good.
This is what she says about Cheryl Cole. So, Cheryl Cole is back, reet as rain, and out buying coffee after catching malaria on holiday. Two things struck me about the pictures of Cheryl last week. First, with everyone saying how much weight she had lost from her illness, how long do you think it will be before some silly, obsessed fan books a holiday to Equatorial Africa and refuses to take her malaria medication in the hope of catching Cheryl's disease?
Yeah, that woman needs to be killed.
She also goes on about how she would never go out and buy coffee and bring it home to drink. I would buy milk and I would buy coffee, but I would never go and buy a coffee and bring it home to drink.
Why?
I don't know. She's saying, but then I suppose I wouldn't get my photo printed in every paper.
Well, she wouldn't, because she's not famous or loved by millions. She's in fact hated by me.
Well, quite. She thinks that Cheryl Cole goes out to get coffee so she gets in the papers.
Oh, God.
Think what you will about the celebrity culture. That is ridiculous. It's ridiculous, in fact. It's beyond ridiculous.
That is worse than talking about which celebrities have had their homes fumigated.
Is that what you've got?
Well, no, that was one of the article farcicals that you failed to identify.
I did very well, I think, on article farcical. I won it because you did an accent. So it doesn't matter if I got it wrong. I still won it because you cheated.
I've got, we both have the body beautiful. And this is one skinny girl, one not skinny girl, entering Miss England and Miss Sunderland to prove that they, despite being bullied, are actually really getting confidence. Thin girl says, oh, they used to call me thin. And the fat girl says, oh, they used to call me fat. And she's not fat at all.
Doesn't that just prove not anything about body culture? It just proves that people are c***s.
Yes. And then they sort of say, particularly the woman who is a size 14. Mm. Oh, my gosh, how huge.
Isn't that smaller than the average size?
Yeah, I think so. It's a size smaller than the average size. But anyway, she basically says, you're not just judged on your looks, you're judged on everything about you. So as long as a random group of judges can give me self-esteem, that's fantastic. What a cock.
To be honest, they're both as hateful as each other this week, aren't they, Hamdoners? So we'll call it a no-score draw.
I understand. No-score draw?
Yeah, it's a pools reference.
Pools? What, swimming pools?
Just because you're too young to understand.
No, I just want to know what swimming pools have got to do with newspapers, because they never really go together unless you're actually reading them at the side of a swimming pool, which imply an outdoor swimming pool. I just wondered what could possibly be bad about that, because outdoor swimming pools are quite good.
Swimming pools in newspapers, if you leave them to their own devices, will just be full of shit. Well, go on then.
What?
Oh, I've got to do it now, have I?
No, okay. Well, that was the podcast this week. I don't think we need to revisit the scores.
No, we do. It's time to decide then who has a superior supplement. That's the line.
No, I think we need to change from that, Simon. No. I think we don't need to actually discuss that.
We definitely need to figure out who won this week.
I think you get a bit competitive when we do that. And I think it might put off some of our readers. So I don't think that's the wisest.
I had the best cut out and keep. Fact.
Yeah.
I won article or farcical because you cheated. Fact.
I didn't cheat. I did an accent, and that's your stupid rule.
The random thing, I had mini driver. You didn't. Therefore, I'm better.
You had a tiny little thing. I had a full page.
I had a full page.
I was kind of hoping that you'd get on this thing, which is my surfboarding dog and things like that. But no, you just picked bad pages. It's not my fault you picked bad pages.
It is your fault. And also, we drew at Humdoy. That makes it 3-1 to me. Therefore, I win the podcast this week. I'm the best. The newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was my paper, The Express, which is the best paper on Sundays this week. Therefore, I'm the best and I win because I'm best and you're rubbish because I'm best. I'm best! Go on, wrap up the podcast. Say what people can do to get in touch with us. Go on.
All right, well, you can send emails and stuff to sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can tweet us at Sidon, SIGHDONE, or at Izzy Lawrence, SIZI_LAWRENCE. You can also join our Facebook group.
iTunes!
Oh, yeah, and you can download us from the website or through iTunes. You can leave comments on the website and iTunes. iTunes, in fact. It'd be really nice to get some new reviews because I need cheering up.
What, just because you lost?
I'm not saying I lost. I would just be a quivering mess of tears. I'm just genuinely hurt.
Well, you should have bought a better paper. You should have bought the best paper, which was The Express, which was the paper I bought.
Oh, God, was it the best paper? It was not the best paper. You cheated and you're rubbish, right? For a start, it comes for 40p with my paper if I wanted to. So your entire paper is a supplement of mine. So shut up. Right, that's one thing. Two, you're a gob-flobbing judder c***. I mean, really, what the fuck are you on about? I so had some better articles than you, and I so beat you at article or farcical that it's embarrassing that you're pretending that you're even remotely as good as me when I did your job for you this weekend. But anyway, so that should give me extra points, you absolute tiny, tiny hamster's cock.
So the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was the Daily Star on Sunday, which was Izzy's paper. She won,
yes.
Obviously. Somehow, that happened, but well done.
We will see you next week for excellent papers. Rustle them at us and be our friends.
Cheerio!
Bye!